A bill which never really found firm footing started to stumble when one of its key supporters bolted. Democrat John Erpenbach was a co-sponsor, but the Madison senator didn't like changes he felt would undermine public financing of candidates' campaigns and keep secret the names of those paying for attack or so-called issue ads. Governor Doyle said without Erpenbach, campaign finance would be one-sided, something only Republicans could support.
When Senator Erpenbach leaves, it's like Feingold leaving McCain-Feingold. I mean, I don't think you can have really meaningful reform.
The bill's other sponsor, Senator Mike Ellis, says campaign finance is dead for now. The legislative session ends next week. But the Neenah Republican plans to rework the measure and revive it for another go-around.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little bit perturbed that it took us so long to even get to where we are, but it's still progress. I would hope in the early part of the next session we could pass a bill, the governor could sign it, and it would apply against the 06 elections.
Ellis says a future proposal will look similar to the one that failed. It would ban campaign fundraising during budget sessions, strengthen political parties, and give money to candidates so they could respond to political attack ads by opponents. Ellis says that framework got agreement from legislative leaders on 90% of the issues. Government reform advocates were torn. Common Cause supported the final failed measure, but another government watchdog group panned it as a good bill gone bad. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, which has criticized the influence of campaign donations on public policy, noted that unlimited corporate contributions would have been permitted. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.